This podcast is brought to you by the ILGA Oceania Rainbow Human Rights and Health Conference and PrideNZ.com.
The workshop we're having today is, I have a number of passion areas, but this is one of my oldest. So many, and it is many years ago now, my first training was in education, so as a teacher. And then in a strange way that sometimes careers can take odd corners, I ended up working in civil defence. And I used to think it was funny. It was my standard joke. I used to say to people that I was a head towing a body around, which was true, but not very healthy. So I have a PhD in dissociation, and I was very good at doing that. And civil defence was my perfect safe place because I was working with other people who were probably as traumatised and dissociated as I was, mostly Vietnam vets. They were guys, they were men. And in civil defence, over a number of years, I rose up to a senior position. I was regional civil defence manager here, and in that role sent various staff off to disasters, not only here in New Zealand but in the Pacific. And what I noticed when people came back, they were different people, and I didn't understand that. I didn't understand what had happened. And so I started doing some research and some training, and I found out about a model that was set up by a fireman called Jeffrey Mitchell. And interestingly, a blue-collar fireman in New York, and he had been on his way to a wedding with his wife in a car, dressed in a suit in a civilian car, and he'd come upon a car accident. And in the car accident, a man had been impaled with a bar that had come off from the side of the road. And if Jeff had been in his fire truck, he would not only have had the equipment, but he would have had everything else that he needed to save this man's life. But he was there in the rain in his suit with nothing. And it traumatised him, and he completely fell to bits. And he was invalided out of the fire service. And so he went on and studied psychology and various other things and put this model together, which was called critical incident stress. So I went off to do this training because I wanted to look after my staff and do it in an appropriate way and to do something for the people that I could see had been affected. It's interesting because in those days it was nothing to do with me. It was a manager looking after their staff well. And it was only when I myself had to leave civil defence because I'd hit a wall, what we would describe as burnout, that I started my own journey. So as a mental health professional, I see a community of people that are very good at caregiving, extremely good usually at caregiving. And what we're not very good as a profession is caring for ourselves. So again, I'm seeing very high rates of burnout in my profession. But more I look in the community, my family, and I see burnout, but I have the resources now to look and think about, you know, what's going on. And I'm seeing the lateral violence in our community. I'm seeing the fact that because we're a highly marginalised community, it is easier to attack each other than it is to be clear about where we need to go with our anger and our frustration. And also there are real issues in our community that need addressing, and we sometimes struggle how to do that. So this workshop, and Tommy and I have developed it, comes very much out of my own experience. And so what we want to do today is to create a safe place to talk about some of those issues. But more what I would love for this workshop is people to go away with both permission and a passion that the most important person that you can look after is yourself. And until we know how to do that really well, we're actually crap at looking after other people. And it's a really, really hard thing to learn and to do and practice. You know, and I'm here at this conference. I came back from Canada 3.5 weeks ago, and I haven't had a day off. I've been working 12-hour days. If I had a flat inspection at the moment, I would be evicted. You know, there are unopened, half-emptied suitcases, and I think, here I am, practicing everything that I know not what to do. You know, how did I get into that space again? So we can have all this knowledge, but we can still fall back into these places, and part of it is, you know, our perfection, our desire to attend to all the things that need attending to. So how can we do all that and do it gently? And I'm not going to beat up on myself, but after this conference, I'll disappear for a couple of weeks. People will not be able to find me. And I'll be doing the things that I know that reground me, that take me back into a healthy place. You know, I'll be paying real attention to the food that I'm eating and doing the things that I know that I need to do to laugh, because for me, laughter is the thing that grounds me and brings me back into a healthy place. So that's an introduction to my philosophy. I'm now going to invite Tommy to talk to you, and then we're going to do some work together as a group.
Hi, everyone. With this workshop, I'm kind of the afi to some of the concepts that Marnie's talking about, and I guess that demonstrates the work that we do in this community, because we don't do things alone, and we don't do things we don't do things in a way that is unsuccessful. So the way I've met some of the philosophy Marnie has talked about and some of the insight that I'd like to share in this workshop today is around the beauty of making mistakes. And the beauty of not knowing something, and how sometimes our experiences of resilience are so powerful, we are so resilient, that our understanding of vulnerabilities that we have in ourselves can be really unmet. And I guess the notion of activating is... sometimes there's some of us that are quiet in background spaces activating, and some of us who are really forward in the world and quite recognisable. How do we manage, you know, so those ideas of meeting those dynamics within our communities is where we often find those mistakes, and how we can work alongside them, mistakes, and hold them in ways that aren't going to harm us or re-engage any sense of failure. So, because often in activism work, there's a sense that you haven't, you know, that idea, basically where it comes from is that idea of, okay, I'm going to get up again today, I'm going to talk about this thing with the person, and it might be their gender identity, it might be their lack of family, or it might be their work problems, it might be because, you know, or it might be that they're running a community group, or they've got a support group, or they've got an activist group, all of these problems. And I have, for me to do that work and listen, I have to be interested in that. It's really unsuccessful if I'm not interested in it. So I've grown to you know, I'm really fascinated by the concepts of mistakes and successes and what those mean to each of us. So I guess that's where my philosophy sits, around the idea of sometimes people call it self-care, but sometimes it's more about self-awareness, I feel, than just, you know, the self-care is the actionable part where we, okay, I need to sleep in, okay, I need to eat well, okay, I need to rest. You know, those are those things that we know we have to remind ourselves of. And what's that next phase, and what is that self-awareness so you can sustain the work you're doing in your communities? And so that you're not, you are able to access the care for yourself so you can be available for others. And, you know, so that's sort of my little philosophy around activating, I guess.
So what we're going to do now, is it okay if I walk, is get into small groups. And there's three questions, and I want everyone in the group to answers. So the first one we'll call A, just is things that are going on in our community that really bug you big time. Now there's a key here, it's things, not people. Okay, so the really key thing is this is not a time to blow off about an individual person, so it's to take the person out of it and turn it into what the issue is. B is the things that you know about yourself. You might not do these things, but the things that make you feel good. That reground you, that put the grin, put the energy back on. And some people might struggle with that because not always have we had the chance to think about it. What was the anyway? I'll keep thinking about it, so that's to get you started. So we've got a big space. Now, if you are comfortable with your discussion being recorded, you can come down here and do it. Just one group can do that. But I'm suggesting that we've got quite a big space here and people can, you know, and it's weird. I don't mind if people sit on the steps. Is the group still out? Okay, so we're used, so I'm going to suggest steps up there, and we've sort of got another group there, and those of us who have got old knees and old bones can stay in chairs, and just maybe a very small group sort of talking horizontally.
Two or three people. Yeah.
So just going back, so this is a session about I, so if people's statements just stay very I-anchored, then we'll stay safe. And within the groups, if you can self-monitor so that there's a general sharing of time, so whether you're in a group of two or a group of four. So there's the A and the B, and I'll rack my somewhat tired brain and see if I can remember what C was going to be. Otherwise, Tommy and I will come up with a new C, and that's fine as well. Remember what we were talking about before? It's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to have tired brain as well. So let's just break into those groups. And I invite people who are feeling sort of a bit excited and on the edge to go with people that they don't know. But if you're feeling tired and frazzled and fragile, then stay with people that you know and feel safe with. Either's fine. Thank you. We've got an exercise to do, because part of this is recognising the preciousness of every single life here in the room, right? And as activists, we can sometimes forget that. And we talked, and a lot of the work that Tommy and I do is around suicide prevention and suicide awareness. And we know what the figures are. They're horrifying for our community. And as I said at the opening, if we go out into the margins, the numbers look ghastly. Mm-hmm. So the fact that you are here is extraordinary, because it means you are survivors. So you've just got a little exercise. So we're going to turn around to the person, not touch them, because that's not appropriate, just looking into the eyes and just seeing the person next to you, and the person next to you is seeing you. We're just going to do that for probably 30 seconds. Does it work? Have we got the right numbers? And just at the end of the process, you say to that person, "I see you," and the other person says back, "I see you."
I see you.
Yeah, we're just going to do a swap, do it with another person, doesn't matter who.
I see you.
And sometimes we need to do that for ourselves when we get up in the morning. I know for some of us it is extraordinarily painful to look in the mirror. It's not always comfortable who's looking bad at us. But in the privacy of your own bathroom, just reminding yourself the preciousness of your being. Okay?
Can
Can we also just share? Sorry, we're not sitting down. Cheers. We just ran out of chairs.
Oh, it's not a power thing.
Sorry, we just want to... Normally we'd like to be... But no, don't look in. We're just wanting to name that we're not standing up to look powerful. We're just standing up. We're just kind of standing because we wanted you all to have chairs. Thank you. Carry on.
So we're just going to go around. This is our chance to say out loud with no... Just saying out loud the one big thing, your on top thing that bugs you about our community. So we'll start here.
I think one of the things that I went to was the disconnectedness of it, and I kind of felt a bit like the ugly cousin.
Okay, so the disconnection in our community.
Being silenced and like erasure of identities.
Silenced and erasure.
Exclusiveness, and not inviting people in. To be friends.
Exclusiveness, not inviting people in to be friends.
Amongst the volunteers when they don't do what they say they're going to do.
Okay, so people not doing what they've said they're going to do.
Power and the misuse of that power in vulnerable community, in our vulnerable, within the vulnerabilities of our community.
The misuse of power, particularly around the vulnerability in our community.
Sadness and frustration at a lack of resourcing and compassion.
Lack of power. A sadness around the lack of resourcing in our community.
I suppose exclusiveness and misuse of power.
Exclusiveness and misuse of power.
Lack of community, pulling together around difficult issues, lack of community support.
Lack of community pulling together and lack of community support.
Mine was more a personal failure, a feeling of failure that I've been working for a long time, and particularly with the medical community, have really made no difference.
Well, that's a different one. So a very visceral, a held position of a sense of failure. Thank you, Margaret.
I'm not being counted.
Not being counted.
It's almost an anger over some voices being privileged over others, so that, some people are never heard and others take all the space.
So some voices being given privilege and some voices never being heard. Thank you. Just take a moment and let's honour what's been put in the room. Because every single one of those statements was important. Tommy, I'm going to ask you to lead this next round and witnessing the statements, things that feel good to do. We'll start over on this side.
Singing and having music and really loving that energy.
Singing and loving the energy of sounds and music and voice.
Creating with words, writing.
Creative writing.
I also quite enjoy writing, but my honest answer would really be chocolate.
Spending time with good friends and being in nature.
Being in nature, enjoying time.
Me fencing with foil, but another thing is attending conferences like this with wonderful people like yourself.
Meeting and engaging in conferences with colleagues and peers and fencing is the word I was thinking, sorry. Fencing with foil.
Trying to take space for myself and to just do nothing.
Finding space for yourself to do nothing.
Being in the water. I'm a Pisces. And also getting takeaways, watching Netflix, and fucking around on the internet.
Being in the water, getting takeaways, watching Netflix, and fucking around on the internet.
Travelling with my family, going away.
Spending time with whānau and my flatmates and our five cats.
Spending time with a bunch of fluffy cats. Hanging out with family and whānau.
Eating.
Just eating food?
Mm-hmm. Dessert.
Okay, it's specified. Eating dessert food.
Spontaneous road trips and creating things with Lego.
Spontaneous road trips and creating things with Lego.
Yeah, not at the same time.
At different times.
Yeah. Cool.
Lots of people got two, so I'm attracting my favourite passion to reading books.
Mm. Mm.
Reading books. With words.
Thanks.
And pictures.
No. So holding that duality of those things that nurture us, in some senses literally, in other senses viscerally, against the first things that we shared, which are those things that deplete us and empty us. So I'm not going to go around and say who had a plan, but what I'd like people from this workshop today, gently, this is not something we're going to check up on, is to have people leaving today with a mini plan. And that first thing is that plan of reminding yourself of the importance of you as a being. And then seeing, what I want you to think about is those big things that bug us, because they're the things that get under our skin. You know, for whatever reason, they can get under our skin, is what you can do to protect yourself. And we're going to have a conversation, because I'm sure people have got different ideas. And Tommy's idea might work for me, or I might think that's ridiculous, that wouldn't work for me, but it might stimulate some thinking. And then just this little tiny plan that you're going to take away, and we're just going to work in pairs. So we're first of all just going to check in with everyone, okay, those big things that bug us, and then the things that feel good to do, and just sharing each other, okay, what might your mini plan look like? Now, when I was doing that work with civil defence, and I met the guy that originally developed that, he was a paramedic, so he used to say, you know, I take my pulse. And he wasn't meaning literal pulse, but he had some things that he used to do, Jeffrey Mitchell was his name, to sort of check. And Tommy will laugh, but I know when my red lights are starting to go up, I lose things. You know, I put my camera down in a shop and then walk away, one of the most precious things in my life. The other thing that I do is I start falling over. Okay, so that tells me that I'm tired and dissociating. Mm. You know, I'm not grounded, I'm not connected. So they're my red lights. Mm. So they're the things that I need to check in. So thinking also about what you know yourself, you know, it might be that I'm not sleeping. It might be that instead of having that one sweet treat that I've given myself permission for, I've eaten a whole chocolate cake. Mm. And that might make me feel good right now, but, you know, tomorrow I feel absolutely terrible and it starts affecting my self-image. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm not judging here. These are things for ourselves. So for the next quarter of an hour, we're developing in pairs some details around that plan, okay? Now, again, let's have the same rules that we had before. The challenge is to work with someone you don't know, but this is about staying safe. So if you want to do this work with someone that you do, now I said pairs, and if the safest person in the room has got a buddy, just check in with them and say, can we be a three? Because I would really like to work with you guys. Some, again, there's not rules about it has to be a pair. It's just the bigger the group gets, the less time you're going to have to develop your plan. So some people might go, great, I'm going to be in a group of 10. And the chance of me talking is very small. So give yourself the gift of being in a group where you get the chance to talk a bit more. And again, same thing, I don't mind if people pretend they're moles and disappear, that's fine.
Meerkats.
Meerkats. Meerkats rather than moles, I like that. All right, so come back at 4:05. You sure, right? So we were realising that we didn't do what we normally do at the beginning of any workshop, which is we provide a space for people to introduce themselves to us at this sort of weird lecture theatre space. Through me, I'll take responsibility for that fact. So what we're going to do now is we're going to go around and we're going to do that. So your name, your preferred gender pronoun, and then I don't want the details of all you plan because that's personal to you, but just a summary of what you've decided to take out of here, the bit that you want to share. Normally when we're doing this work with people, you have a contract with someone who's not going to have you done your plan yet, but the support person that's just going, you know, how are you rolling, Tom? Is it going okay? Is there anything that I can do to help? Not checking in on details at all. And I'm not going to require anyone to do that, but keep that in mind, because if we hold it inside our own heads, and we're changing that slightly by speaking out loud, it's not likely to happen. Mm-hmm. But for some of you here, there might not be a safe person that you feel okay to actually tell your plan and have that. So, you know, when I said about the exercise in the morning, looking in the mirror, you can have a silent conversation with that person and just kind of, you know, how's it going today? And kind of check in with each other, like, is it shit or is it actually rolling okay at the moment? So just going around, and we don't have huge amounts of time, so if people could be mindful of that. So name, pronoun, and then a little bit of detail about your plan. So my name is Mani. My pronoun is they, them. And what I'm going to do on Sunday when all this is finished is just spend some time out on my deck weeding, because my plants have not had any attention at all for the last, really since Christmas. And in doing that, I'm just going to go back. I've got my own plan. It's just needs looking at, and I'm just going to go through myself and check in. And Tommy and I are colleagues. I'm not expecting Tom to check in on me at all, but when I've done that, I'm just going to check in and say what's going on. And if I'm needing anything from my colleague, I'll be explicit, but probably all I'm going to need is Tom to listen and not do anything. But I'll be very clear when I have that conversation. It's I want you to do something, or I just want you to be my witness.
I'm Lynn. Pronoun is she, her. I think my plan might be to say no. And I don't know how I'm going to check in with her. I might have to check in with myself at night time and those awake times.
I think the hardest word for any of us who care about our community to learn is that simple NO word. It's really, really hard. Thank you.
I'm Margaret, and she, and I didn't really come up with a plan, did I?
I have this place, I'm really sorry.
But I'll try not to be such a perfectionist.
Thank you.
Kia ora, I'm Tabby. I use she, her pronouns. And my mini plan is at the end of the conference today, I'm going to just consciously check in about where I'm at and then make my plan from there. And maybe just try and prepare for my workshop in a limited amount of time and constrain that and then have the rest of my evening.
I'm Nathan, and I prefer male pronouns. Part of my plan and checking in is communicating with family and just telling them how I feel, because I tend to bottle it up a bit. So.
I'm Geraldine, preferred pronoun is she. I suppose networking with wonderful people like yourself, because, boy, there are so many interesting things I've heard so far. And on a personal level, trying to get better at fencing and finishing series 3 and 5 of The Twilight Zone.
Mm.
Thank you.
Kia ora, my name is H. I use he, him pronouns. In our group, we brought it into the immediate. So tonight I'm going to have a really nice hot shower or maybe a bath. And I'm only going to do a little bit of work on my presentation for tomorrow. And then I'm just going to aesthetically make it look pretty. I'm not going to do brain work.
Awesome. Kia ora, I'm Jack, and I'm going with boyish pronouns. And I think I'm getting the swing of what's happening. So I think my thing is I'm just basically hanging out to cuddle my brand new nephew. Mm-hmm. And yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. So that's going to be my job.
Jason, he or male pronouns. When I get back to Melbourne on Saturday night, I've got work Sunday, but I'm planning on having Monday off and going to see a couple of films with my husband. So,
Kia ora, everyone. I'm Melissa, she, her pronouns. My plan is to let my older sister know that I have a plan. And let her know that when I'm not talking to her for a week, it's not because I don't like her anymore, it's because I probably am pushing her away. And so I particularly need her to keep checking in with me in those times.
Mm. Thank you.
Mm. Kia ora, my name is Kay. I don't care what pronouns, any or none is fine. Gender's not really my thing. And I was thinking creatively about my plan, so that not just do a checklist, but I've been learning about agile methodology, and I think I want to do a mini agile board where I've got my to-do, my work in progress, my done, my sort of, you know, topics, and actually break it sort of down in a way that, because I've always got too much on the go, but I actually enjoy that, and so it's more about how I manage it and prioritise it, and other than that, also culling my collections, like the clothes to the second-hand sale that's coming up that New Horizons Trust are running, the books, because the book fair, you know, all of those things. I collect things and I try and redistribute them. But,
you
know.
Thank you.
My name's Bella. I use she, her pronouns. Again, we were sort of thinking in the immediate plan. And after this, I'm going to go to the supermarket and buy great food.
And my name's Bex. I use she and her pronouns today. And I think I need to find a mentor, actually, from within our queer community somewhere.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Tommy. I use he, him, they, them. Yesterday I used guy person. And I'm trying to think of my check-in plan, which is very hard because my brain is really busy. Mm. And Jack is staring at me to note what that is. I can see you staring at me. So I'm going with yes, my check-in is drinking water.
Mm.
And eating some vegetables, no more sandwiches for the next few days because I've been busy. And I'm also going to, my other part of my check-in is I will make sure I ring Marnie once I get back to Auckland, and I will just randomly ask how they're doing, and then they'll ask me how I'm doing, randomly, and we both won't admit that we're checking in. It'll be kind of cool, like, hey, Don, good, yeah. So, and there is one other aspect, which is I said exactly what Jack was saying, that there is a little bubby that I'm going to meet and cuddle on Sunday, which always regenerates me. And also hopefully I can connect with my goddaughter who's here in town at the moment. So cuddling little humans will be really important. Kia ora.
Thank you, everyone. So this workshop, you know, these are the fastest 1.5 hours that you have in months. They just go by so fast. So all we've done is scrape across the surface of what self-care looks like and how it works. But I'm hoping there's a few seeds that might be planted in the ground and allowed to grow. The other thing I would say, be gentle with yourself if you get to Wednesday and you know, it's not working, like start again or think, okay, I want to rethink this self-care idea. But I come back to the point that I've just said, that the most important work that you can be doing is looking after yourself, and it's not a bad thing. So the saying to a friend or a colleague, even somebody in pain, it's actually okay to go, Tommy, I can't do that now. You check in on Wednesday. You need to find someone else. My bucket's dry. I can't do this now. That's okay. And we really, you know, they're the hardest things to do. Because if we're that depleted, even if our friend is really in need, we're not going to be able to listen appropriately. We're not going to be able to give appropriately. So that's the end of our workshop, because I want to give people just, it's only 10 minutes, but a space to transition out of this space and into our last plenary for the day. So it's the end of our workshop, and thank you.
Thank you, Kirk. And Marnie and Izzy, you've written in your own card, but now it's still there.